Last time we spoke, we played a little game. I called Five Guys. I just mentioned Five Guys, and you told me like what you thought about them. I was figuring it'd be a good opportunity to mention five New Japan wrestling stars, just to kind of educate the United States fan base that aren't too familiar with them. Is that okay? Shibata.
They've got so many talented guys. They have so much depth, by and large. Now, you know, people may raise their eyebrows at that and say how they have depth because they got these guys leaving. But that happens in wrestling all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, it's the old adage, you know, one door closes, another door opens. But anyway, you asked about Shibata. Shibata, he's another one of those, you know, he's a smooth, almost a Ricky Steamboat-like ability. He's really, really good. And, you know, he's one of many guys that people... it's our job as broadcasters to introduce these talents as if you hadn't seen them before. It's our job to give you a reason to be interested in their TV persona and their athletic career. So I think that we're prepared to do that, Josh and I. But Shibata's he's got a great physique. He's a 6 foot guy. You know, he's not a giant. He reminds a lot of people of Ken Shamrock. Ken Shamrock was wrestling in WWE, so he's that kind of guy. He's a young star that I think is going to be extremely good. He's a second generation guy. He does have a little resemblance of a smoothness of Ricky Steamboat. And the MMA ground-based attack of a Ken Shamrock.
Very nice. Kushida.
Well, he's one of the best junior heavyweights in the world, without question. You know, he's the young Jushin Liger. He's got that great athleticism, but a really amazing ground attack. He had a one-hour match. The match that lasted the entire hour of television is coming up in a few weeks. In the finals of the Super Junior tournament between he and Kyle O'Reilly, that is an absolute classic. But Kushida I think he is one of the guys that can be really a cornerstone as New Japan continues to re-emphasize, if that's a word,
mm-hmm.
the Super Juniors. That title kind of is a connotation of, well, they're less than. They're not less than anything. Anybody that thinks that a small guy or smaller guy, smaller meaning 200 plus pounds, which I don't perceive to be small, can't do well, then be popularity wise, selling ticket wise, all that stuff, is just wrong. Just dead wrong. And I mean, WWE's proven that. Rey Mysterio is not a giant. Eddie Guerrero is not a giant. Chris Benoit is not a giant. AJ Styles is under 6 feet tall. Chris Jericho is under 6 feet tall. So I don't, the size doesn't matter. I generally hear that anybody that rants loud and long about somebody being too small in pro wrestling have likely never had their ass whipped by a smaller guy.
It's true. All right, Kenny Omega.
Well, Kenny Omega, we talked about him as a new leader of the Bullet Club. He's got a really bright future. He's a young guy. He wrestles bigger than he is, and he also looks bigger than he is. He's a good sized guy, very athletic from Winnipeg, and he is extremely fundamentally sound. And he gets the showbiz aspect of being an antagonist. He seems to relish in the opportunity to motivate the fans to come see him lose, and that's probably one of the great traits that a pro wrestling villain can have, is that people will pay money to see you get your butt whipped.
Tanahashi?
Well, Tanahashi's New Japan's John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that, when New Japan was in a little bit of a valley, they saddled him up. They made him their top guy, and he brought him back to prominence. So he's an amazingly gifted competitor. He has a great cult following. He's the biggest star right now in New Japan. being rivaled by Okada, but Tanahashi is New Japan's John Cena, for lack of a better term. He's the face of their brand right now, and how that face is shared still remains to be seen. But he's a really an impressive athlete, really really impressive. He's really, here's the thing about him is he doesn't get too big a hurry. He's fundamentally sound. He's just as good on the ground. He does some great things through the air. He's very well rounded. He's got a wonderful look, and so he's their it guy right now, but being challenged by Okada.
I'm happy that you mentioned the Rainmaker himself. What do you think of Okada?
Oh, I love him. I think I think he's got the best drop kick in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's got a wonderful look. He's lean. He's long for a Japanese athlete. Really a good look. I still shake my head and scratch my head about how in the hell he could have been in TNA and they didn't use him.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the great mysteries of the mat world. I don't get it. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But in any event, he's got the look. He's marketable. He's athletic. Really good instinct for the business. So I thoroughly enjoyed meeting him when I was over there in 2015 for the Wrestle Kingdom 9. But he was, you know, he's, a lot of people compare him to a young Ric Flair as far as his being, you know, colorful and flamboyant, and some because his length compared to Randy Orton.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that type of body, but he's just a joy to watch. And the great thing about it is that he's 28 years old. So I think we're seeing him move into his prime. So it'll be exciting to follow his career on Friday nights on Access as we move forward.
Who's like who's a sleeper on the roster? Somebody that we haven't mentioned yet that you kind of look at and go, that's a reason why I want to watch this show. For this, I want to see this guy perform.
Well, that could probably fit a lot of guys, depending on your style. I like Ishii is very good. And Goto's very good. Our first show on Friday night, Goto challenges Nakamura for Nakamura's Intercontinental title, and they had one of the best pure wrestling matches that I've seen in years. So Goto's a sleeper. Ishii is a sleeper. Some of those young kids haven't had their cup of coffee yet, like Fit Finley's son, David Finley, Scott Hall, a.k.a. Razor Ramon's son, Cody Hall. I have very high hopes for those young guys, too, and they're really yet to really get started.